I want you to open your Bibles again to Revelation 18. I have been 4 months been planning this message. I've been doing some research and trying to understand some things related to the end of the chapter that we saw here this morning. And I want to share with you some of my findings with this because there's two reasons for this. First of all, I want to make sure that we are not deceived by the merchants of this world. But also, for this reason, there's a lot of discussion and deception out there. And so there's times when we need to have some truth, be equipped with the truth for the people that we deal with as well. Notice with me verses 23 and 24 then. It says, "And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. The voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee." Here's the focus of what we're going to be looking at here this afternoon. "For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth." I did some study on this based on a reference to something that I heard in a message about the drug use in the Roman Empire. And I didn't necessarily pull up the stuff that I was mentioned in that, but I did come across this interesting account as far as the Roman Empire and drug use and experimentation. That's what grabbed my attention. Opium and other drugs were widely used, from what I understand, in the Roman Empire. But there was a Greek physician during the time of Nero who was a botanist and pharmacologist. And he studied botany, and I thought this was interesting, studied botany and pharmacology in Tarsus. Remember Saul of Tarsus? That was a big educational center in the first century. So he studied that botany and pharmacology there in Tarsus and became a well-known army surgeon for Rome. Listen carefully what I'm saying with this. He became a well-known army surgeon for Rome. While traveling with the military, he was able to experiment with the medical properties of plants. As I've been doing some research and study on this, one of the primary experimentation that has taken place as far as drugs is in our military. Literally, I believe our government believes that they own these individuals and they can experiment on them as much as they like. Notice again this statement here, and this is what I want for us to understand and see here. "For thy merchants were the great men of the earth." They're powerful, they're wealthy, and all of that. We see this is true yet today, already today. This is not at the end of the age. This is going on right now. "For by thy sorceries were all nations not healed." They were what? They were deceived. It's very important for us to see that. And as I mentioned in the last hour, this is a Greek word that is the Greek word pharmakia. Sometimes I've heard it said pharmakia. But I want you to notice here again the definitions that I emphasize. It's the use or administration of drugs. And it's with these drugs that they deceive the nations. But also this word carries the idea of poisoning, which is also what we see in our day today as well. We notice again the emphasis there. It says, "By thy sorceries, by thy pharmakia, were all nations deceived. They were not healed." Now, as you think about the reality where we are right now, we have had 2 years of deception. I'm going to emphasize that, and you may not agree with some of the things that I have found, but I want you to hear me out here today because we have been deceived for the last 2 years. Notice Leviticus 13. I believe it all started right from the beginning when we were told to isolate. Nobody's sick, but you have to isolate. We have been deceived, and it's been on purpose by the merchants of this world. Notice with me Leviticus 13, verses 44 and 45. Here's what the Bible says should happen when somebody has a communicable disease. Notice here it says in verses 44 and 45, "He is a leprous man, he is unclean, the priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean." By the way, you notice it's the priest. I think this is amazing throughout the book of Leviticus. It's the priest that they go to and not the doctor, the physician. Notice, "shall pronounce him utterly unclean. His plague is in his head." Verse 45, notice, "The leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent and his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip." Oh, that sounds like a mask. Put on a mask, a covering upon his upper lip. and shall cry, unclean, unclean. Instead, what happened in America and around the world, everyone must isolate. No groups larger than 10. Where is that found that is scientifically accurate? Why not 20? Why not 5? It is randomly pulled out of the air to control us. We have been deceived. I want you to pay attention to these numbers. I know this is afternoon after lunch, but I want you to listen carefully to some of the information I'm giving here this afternoon. In March 2020, March 2020, bear with me, COVID-19 numbers were in March. All right, so this is 2 months in, when it's officially announced at least. By the way, have you ever noticed COVID does not affect anyone until the mandated time starts? Monday morning at 8 o'clock, the mask mandate goes into effect. So nobody's going to get sick all weekend. By the way, with the mask, any pictures I've seen of the viral labs, they're all wearing masks, aren't they? No, they are wearing full suits because they don't want this virus in their body. Can I point out something that is obvious to everyone but the ones who push all this on us? Those masks do not keep a virus out at all. In fact, what it's doing is hastening your physical condition because you're holding all that stuff behind your mask. It is all a lie. We have been deceived. And again, you see these people driving on the car, in the car by themselves with a mask on, walking on the street. So many have been deceived. We need to point out the truth to them. Here's in March 2020, 27,000 cases, 370 deaths. Now, every death is one too many. Here's the reality of it, though. It was announced that we have a pandemic because of 370 deaths. So all these years before, why did they not announce it a pandemic then? Let me compare some numbers for you. 2019 to 2020, going into COVID, 38 to 54 million flu infections in America, 17 to 25 million medical visits, 390 to 754,000 hospitalizations, 59,000 deaths. No comparison, but we have a pandemic. Why? Because they're creating something politically to control us. There was no pandemic when they announced there was a pandemic. We have been deceived. After all of those flu infections, after all those 59,000 deaths, there was no national quarantine. There were no churches and business closures. There were no postponing of surgeries. It is all a deception from the powers that can force it down upon people. In China, it's not politically correct to call it the Wuhan virus, even though China has talked about increasing the number of viral labs that they have. Why? Because it was so successful the last 2 years? In Wuhan, with 56 million people, 81,000 cases, 3,255 deaths. No comparison to the normal flu season. California, when they still had 40 million people out there, now everybody's leaving because of all the mandates. In California, with 40 million people, 900 cases, and they had a pandemic. 19 deaths. Some of the ports out there in California, I'm not pointing west. Some of the ports out in California closed down for one case. That is not a pandemic. We have been deceived. In New York, where all this seemed to have started here in America, with 20 million people, because most of them have already moved out, 10,000 cases, 56 deaths. We are not talking about anything even comparison to the normal flu season. There has been deception even reporting to increase fear and panic. The media and the medical industry, the merchants, are all tied into this stuff. We have to understand there's been a deception by the merchants of this world. That's what the Bible says is happening right now. The number of people dying with not from COVID-19. There's a deception in the reporting. Listen carefully to this. Instead of saying that such a number of people died from COVID-19, here's how they report it. Here's the number of people who have died with COVID-19. So the person died from cancer that they've been battling for years, but they died with COVID-19, so they're a part of the stat. Why? Because the hospital gets $39,000 if it's a COVID death. They've been buying the loyalty of our medical industry. We have been deceived. No one dies from cancer anymore because they tested positive for COVID. No one dies from heart disease anymore. No one dies from the flu anymore. Did you know that? It's all COVID now. We have been deceived, for the most part, in America and around the world. It's a very interesting stat I came across. In October of 2021, Italy reported 130,488 deaths with COVID. But when you look at the numbers, the ones who literally died just with COVID were 2.9% of those 130,000. Literally, it increased 97%. That's delusion, that's deception. Notice with me Isaiah 66. There's a very interesting passage that I came across as I was listening to a sermon, and a very, very powerful application in these days. Why is it that so many people do not seem to get it? There's a reason for that. I want to show you what the reason is right here. I really believe this is a part of God's judgment. I am not saying COVID. I believe that's man-made. I'm convinced of that. You can't tell me, teach me, show me otherwise. Here's what I want you to see, though. We are now at a point where we have rejected the truth for so long in our culture and in so many cultures around the world. We are going to be deceived. We're going to be deluded. Notice to me, Isaiah 66, verse 1. That's why I really believe, as believers in Christ, we need to know the truth on this stuff so that we are not deceived. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. So why are we fearful when God is on his throne? He is the creator of all things. He is all powerful. We, as of all people, should have no fear. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit. Well, I resemble that. Poor. Literally, he's talking about being poor in spirit, humble, and of a contrite spirit. And notice this qualification as well. And trembleth at my word. Now, he that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. That's interesting. Kill an ox is as if he slew a man. Well, why is it that in our culture a whale has more value than an unborn baby? He that sacrificeth a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation as if he offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense as if he blessed an idol. Notice this. Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abominations. We have, as a nation in America, and many nations around the world, have chosen our own ways. We've rejected what God has to say in his word. Notice, because of that, verse 4 is the consequence. I will also choose your delusions and will bring their fears upon them. Notice that. Because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear. But they did evil before mine eyes and chose that in which I delighted not. Notice, because we choose our own ways as a nation, notice God's going to choose our delusions. So many have been deluded. Notice with me also, 2 Thessalonians 2. We've seen this before, but I want to see this again in this context. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I want to read for you. Turn there. I want to read for you one of the curses, one of the consequences on Israel from Deuteronomy 28. This is a very, very clear application for us today. Deuteronomy 28, verse 64 and following. It says, the Lord shall scatter thee. This is, again, the consequence when they've rejected the God in their theocracy. But it says here, the Lord shall scatter thee among all people. That happened to the Jews more than once. From the end of the earth even unto the other. And there shalt thou, and there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no rest, no ease, it says, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart and failing of eyes and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night. Fear day and night. Why is it that we as believers live in fear? And shall have none assurance of thy life? when believers live in fear, it's because God is bringing that upon them. In the morning, thou shalt say, would to God it were even. And at even, thou shalt say, would God it were morning. Wishing for the night, wishing for the day. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The fear that we see even in modern day Christianity. Notice verse 8 to give us the context here. Actually, verse 5, it says, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 5, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion. Notice that. God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Again, you notice very clearly, God is the one who sends strong delusion, deception, when they do not receive the truth. Delusion is from God. I want you to consider the causes of this delusion, the things that we can see that God uses to bring about this strong delusion. First of all, you think about the official narrative that has hypnotized the masses. In fact, it's interesting. I saw one video recording of this where they actually listened to the reports of the different various liberal media outlets. And it was almost verbatim, almost the same exact words on whatever they recorded. The same words, the same statements and so on that were made. That tells us there's an official narrative that the government has authorized, and that's all, the only thing that's going to come out. Another cause of this delusion is misinformation from the mainstream media. Not only is it the same narrative, the official narrative, it's misinformation. They accuse us of having misinformation because we disagree with them. The reality is we have the truth about all these things. They're promoting misinformation. They're not censored. We are for misinformation because we don't fit their official narrative. Anytime you don't fit the official narrative, you are censored and treated as a rebel that's going to be arrested someday. Also, another cause of this, people repeating misinformation from fear and hysteria. I thought it was interesting. I was listening to one preacher called it hysteria. Hysteria. All this hysteria. People repeating misinformation from fear and hysteria. It's very interesting. You talk to somebody who only gets the liberal media, you cannot pierce through that barrier right there. Not only that, but we also have dependence upon government. Notice with me Psalm 118. Psalm 118. The government would never do anything evil for us, would they? Well, it's been happening a long time, folks. Psalm 118, verse 5. I called upon the Lord in distress. Oh, we're in distress. Are we calling upon the Lord? The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Why, again, I ask, why are so many believers living in fear today? What can man do? You're going to threaten me with heaven? You're going to threaten me with heaven? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Notice the contrast here. Trusting in the Lord in distress. And now notice verse 8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Presidents, Congress, Supreme Court justices. You could put all kinds of words, replacements in that word princes there. Notice again, dependence upon the government rather than on God has led people into deception and delusion. Not only that, but pastors and churches bowing to government tyranny for months. And also corporations. I am shocked every time I go to Walmart. Well, they're not requiring customers now. But I see all these associates and staff. I mean, almost everyone has a mask on. I thought at one point they said as long as you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask anymore. The target is constantly moving. That is deception. But pastors and churches are bowing to government tyranny instead of speaking out and encouraging people to stand up for the truth. Also, there's a very little searching for the truth. Notice with me Isaiah 59. Isaiah 59. They just believe the official narrative and do not search for the truth. Isaiah 59, verse 14 and 15. Here's a good statement for our day. Isaiah 59, verse 14. Judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. Don't expect the Supreme Court to be on our side, folks. Now, again, there's another liberal. They're trying to point, you know. Don't trust the Supreme Court to stand on our side when it comes down to religious rights and freedoms and so on. Notice this statement. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. We live in a day when truth has fallen in the street. Verse 15, yea, truth faileth. Now, I want you to consider God's truth is never going to fail. But the problem is when people do not want the truth, they don't want to search out the truth, the truth isn't going to fail, it's not going to have an effect. And notice, he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And notice the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. But notice again that statement, truth is fallen in the street, yea, truth faileth. We live in that day. Another cause of this deception and delusion today is isolation. Social isolation with the lockdowns. They did that on purpose. In fact, I came across an article that listed all the different ways that governments use to conquer a people. One of the things that they do is to limit the size of groups, like they do in China and other places. They limit the size of groups to isolate people and keep them from associating with one another. Why? Because they might have the truth. There was the pastor that I was listening to, he said this, a virus is the perfect narrative to justify tyranny. I wrote that statement down because it grabbed my attention. A virus is the perfect narrative to justify tyranny. Why? Let me give you one reason for that. Can you see a virus? Can you see a virus? A virus is the perfect narrative to justify tyranny. And I did not realize this, but Nazis used fear of disease to justify the rounding up of Jews. Just like they're talking today about rounding up those who resist and refuse a vaccine, so-called vaccine. I did not realize this, but as the Jews were rounded up and put in ghettos, because of all the poverty and poor sanitation and all that kind of disease ran rampant. And so the Nazi government actually used the disease in these ghettos of the Jews. Literally, they were rounded up and put in ghettos. That's the root of the idea of ghettos. They're literally rounded up. That's what they're doing in our big cities too, by the way, trying to keep people there, just not without a fence. But the fear of disease is what they use as an excuse to round up the Jews. I'm going to give you a history, just a little bit of a history that I came across as far as deception by pharmakia. It's H1N1. Anybody know what that is? What's it also called? Swine flu, right? April 2009 to January 2010, listen to these numbers. 57 million Americans were infected, 257,000 hospitalized, and 11,690 died. Okay, here's the flu season from 2017 to 2018. 710,000 were hospitalized, 60,000 died. Oh, but we have a pandemic. The numbers were not even close to the normal flu season. That's why I say there's an official narrative they're using to deceive the nations. The diseases change, but they're designed to sell vaccines. What is the definition of a virus? Well, one of the things I do every once in a while is when I'm trying to understand a word, I will look at its etymology. What were its original forms? What did it mean originally? So, I thought about this because I heard in passing one reference here to what a virus used to mean. In the 14th century, the word virus meant a poisonous substance. Clear back in the 14th century. Listen to this definition in a dictionary in 1770. a kind of watery, stinking matter which issues out of ulcers being endued with eating malignant qualities. Then I thought of 2 Timothy 2 where it talks about their false teaching that eat like a canker. The problem is not a so-called virus. The problem is the untruth that they're using to deceive the nations. Their error doth eat as a canker. I want to give you some history as far as the Spanish flu lie. Why is that so important? Because the Spanish flu lie, deception, is what they're using to justify what they've been doing for the last 2 years. Listen carefully to the real history. We don't hear the real history anymore because it's all been rewritten. It's used to promote this hysteria and fear in today's scandemic. I'm convinced that's what it is. It's done on purpose to control the nations. It was called the Spanish flu, but it was not Spanish. The Spanish were actually scapegoats for this flu epidemic, so called. Spain was one of the few countries not involved in World War I, so they had no censoring of their news. Did you hear what I just said? Spain had no censoring of the news, and so they were reporting all of the stuff that was going on. People did not die from influenza. They did not die from a Spanish flu. You know what they died from? Bacterial pneumonia. In fact, the one stat that I came across is 95% or more died from bacterial pneumonia, not flu. So what was the cause of this so-called Spanish flu? It was caused by the Rockefeller Institute because of some vaccine trials for a new anti-meningitis vaccine. Guess where they cultured these vaccines from for meningitis, anti-meningitis vaccine? From horses. Not people, from horses. This so-called flu was spread by American soldiers that were sent to Europe. More died from disease than casualties of war. As one article that I read, more died from disease than a bullet. Vaccines were injected into soldiers at Fort Riley in Kansas by the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research. I wonder if we can trust them. In October and November 1917, a deadly meningitis outbreak in Camp Funston at Fort Riley took place. And can I point out something here? These so-called outbreaks are planned in many cases. Do you realize when all of a sudden the smallpox thing came up here several weeks back? Bill Gates, according to one report, had access to smallpox vaccine, to smallpox virus. Think about that. So just all of a sudden there's this meningitis outbreak, so we can test our vaccine. It provided the excuse or reason, whatever they want to call it, to use the experimental vaccine on our soldiers. Remember what I started with in Rome? Use this experimental vaccine on our soldiers before they went to Europe for World War I. That's what they did when they went to Europe. They spread this bacterial pneumonia everywhere. The testing was documented. Why? Because this is a test to validate our vaccine. So they spread the bacteria wherever they went. Of course, they were in close quarters and all that, so that they spread it from one to another. After the war ended in November 11, 1918, they returned home. And guess what they said? Well, because they've been in Europe, their families need to be vaccinated as well. So this experimental vaccine was also then sent to England, France, Belgium, Italy, and others. So the so-called pandemic of 1918 to 1919 killed 50 to 100 million people and was all because of a vaccine test for meningitis. I also came across an article that I was reminded of last night as I was looking back through some things. Dr. Robert Young, in an article dated June 12, 2021, and here's a statement that grabbed my attention. In the headline, CDC now admits no gold standard for any virus. All capital letters, any virus. And then he had an acrostic for fear that I thought was good. False evidence appearing real. There's a good definition for fear. False evidence appearing real. Well, this researcher, Robert Young, discovered as they were doing some research on this, all viruses, you think about any of the viruses we've heard of over the years. SARS, bird flu, Zika, measles, H1N1, Ebola, Corona, polio, MERS, HIV. It doesn't matter. according to the Freedom of Information Acts that the CDC sent out, in response to their requests, not one of these viruses have ever been isolated. Not one of them. Did you hear what I just said? Wow, yeah, that's conspiracy theories. The CDC said that. Here's the statement that I quoted, wrote down from this article. No one has ever isolated, purified, and or scientifically verified and proven the existence of any and all viruses at any time, at any place, anywhere in the world. That statement grabbed my attention. The story is that Christine Massey from Toronto, Canada, sent letters out to the CDC asking for documentation about these viruses. She received letters back dated in 2021, and they are addressed from Roger Ando of the CDC. He's a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act officer for the CDC. Every letter had the same statement or similar to it. A search of our records failed to reveal any documents pertaining to your request. Literally, she asked for documentation for each and every individual virus. Also, all right, so as far as polio is concerned, there's an article that I came across, November 28, 2021. This statement was made in that article. Polio is a man-made disease caused by heavy metals exposure, not a virus. The entire history of polio and vaccines was fabricated. End of quote. What causes polio? Lesions on the spinal cord. This was first observed in children in 1789. Because we don't check out history, we don't see any of this stuff. We don't know. We just believe the lie. In the 1890s, in fact, there were just random cases from 1789 on. But in the 1890s, there was an outbreak of polio here in America. I believe it was up in the northeast part of the United States. And it was around the same time as when an arsenic-based pesticide was introduced. Heavy metals exposure causes polio, not a virus. What is very interesting is horses, dogs, chickens, and other animals experience the same effects as children. What is very interesting now is that vaccines contain heavy metals that cause polio and other diseases. What they are doing is they are actually feeding their income. So what is COVID-19 then, if that's the case? The coronavirus is not a virus at all, but a symptom of cell membrane degeneration. Pesticides and everything else. All right, so what about the deception as far as the PCR test? I've known right from the start, and I've understood right from the start, that there's a lot of deception related to that test. How can somebody have two positives and two negatives on the same day? That's not possible if it's truly accurate. Okay, listen to this statement from Dr. Kerry Mullis, who was the inventor of the PCR test, who died in August 2019, conveniently, so that he can't speak up anything about as far as what's going on right now. The PCR is a process. It does not tell you that you are sick. So we have thousands of people that have been tested positive, and it's worthless. There is no pandemic. The PCR was used on purpose to increase the numbers. It is all deception. As far as the coronavirus, Dr. Judy Mikovits explained that SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19, replicates the viral monkey cell line, not human cell lines. This statement is from the article, "No virus has ever been isolated or proven to cause any human disease." There is no virus, folks. We have been deceived. There is no virus. Sickness is from contaminated blood of animals. The monkey cell line is used in MMR, polio, and influenza vaccines. They're using vaccines to make people sick. So they have to sell us this vaccine to make us sick and die. It is all deception, and people are getting rich off of it. We've been deceived. SARS-CoV-2 has never been proven. This is CDC documents. SARS-CoV-2 has never been proven to come from humans or spread from person to person. It's never been proven. It's never been isolated. These animal viruses are replicated for manufacture into vaccine supplies. Did you hear what I just said? When injected into humans, these viruses manifest disease in humans. Vaccines cause disease and death. Follow the money. In Revelation 18:23, it says, "Thy merchants deceived all nations." All you have to do is follow the money, and you find the source of all of this deception. Pfizer in 2009 agreed to pay $2.3 billion with a B. Pfizer, one of the COVID companies, in 2009 agreed to pay $2.3 billion, the largest medical fraud settlement in U.S. history. They were found guilty of a felony promoting its drugs for uses not approved by the FDA. So we're going to trust a company that was found guilty of fraud? Boy, we've really been deceived then. The COVID vaccine was approved in 108 days. God help us for being so deceived as a nation. All right, another company, Moderna. Moderna, by 2019, experienced years of a struggle as a company. No product had ever been taken to market. No profit ever by Moderna. No profitable years whatsoever. In an article from Children's Health Defense on November 4, 2021, that's where I get my information from, its very existence was in jeopardy until 2020. The miracle came from Moderna. Their stock value in 2020 went from $18.89 to $339.57 in 1 year. After years of failure to produce a profit. Together, Pfizer and Moderna are expected to have $93 billion in sales this year. Follow the money, follow the money. Their merchants have deceived. It's also interesting, billions in COVID stimulus funds have led hospitals to use treatments that killed patients rather than helping heal them. Why? Because they got more money for COVID deaths than COVID treatments. They were buying the deaths of people. In fact, as I've read this, as soon as somebody was put on a ventilator, it was their death sentence. It was their death sentence. While somebody who talked about other cures, other helps, got their medical license taken away. The National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986 protects pharmaceutical companies from liability. They're not worried about being sued. They don't care if 400,000 people have died here in America. They don't care. Why? Because they've been protected by an act of our Congress. Also, five pharmaceutical companies have been accused of funding terrorism in Iraq. And we're pouring billions of dollars into them, including Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson. So who are the key merchants that are deceiving the world? I mentioned earlier, Bill Gates. Do you understand that Bill Gates has said that vaccines are a good way to control the world's population? Not for healing people, controlling the population. Oh, that's exactly what we're seeing happen. Another name I want you to pay attention to is German Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum. He has a school that's called Young Global Leaders. And this article that I read actually called it School for COVID Dictators. He's had 1,300 graduates through this school. I want to mention some names that Klaus Schwab, the German Klaus Schwab, has had with the World Economic Forum. And by the way, World Economic Forum on their website has a COVID platform. They have a global governance platform and all that kind of stuff. How many of you know the name Angela Merkel? Germany. How many of you know the name Justin Trudeau? Canada. Tony Blair, England. Gavin Newsom, California. Bill Gates, Chelsea Clinton, just to name a few of the 1,300 graduates that he has had out of this COVID dictators school. That's why we have the same scenario all over our world. Dr. Anthony Fauci funded the Wuhan virus with American tax dollars. It's called gain of function. investments. Donald Trump, as president with Operation Warp Speed, directed $6 billion in vaccine contracts to these companies that are killing people now. There's a lot of people, Trump followers, that do not want to admit that Donald Trump was a key player in all of this that's taking place right now. We need to wake up and stop being deceived. In a Global Research article, January 17 of this year, it had this statement that I wrote down. The world's 10 richest men more than doubled their fortunes from $700 billion to $1.5 trillion during the pandemic, while everyone else's economies were suffering horribly. It's also interesting, John Hopkins hosted a pandemic planning in the fall of 2019. Oh, we weren't planning a pandemic. No, the meaning at Johns Hopkins was actually a planning how to manage a coronavirus pandemic. Our government was also involved with that. There was a law that was signed into place by Donald Trump on June 24, 2019. Listen to the name of this. I don't know if you've ever heard about this. Pandemic and All Hazards Preparedness and Advancing Innovation Act of 2019. In 2019, they were planning for what we've had the last 2 years. Only a few months before COVID-19, Donald Trump signed this into place. It brought about the requirements for the National Health Security Strategy for 2019 to 2022. There's hope. We're about done with this. 2022. It was a top secret pandemic drills and exercise. So what are the consequences of this deception through underreporting? There's been a lot of deception. Near the end of 2021, CDC VAERS system site, their site, reported less than 20,000 vaccine deaths, 102,857 hospitalizations, almost 1 million adverse events. That was through December 3 of last year. Columbia University research, though, estimates that the actual number is 20 times higher. That means here in America, from this vaccine, indirectly or otherwise, or directly, 400,000 deaths. If you multiply that out by 20 times. That's Columbia University. One America insurance company in Indiana, their CEO, here recently said that life insurance claims for the 18 to 64 age group, the working age, normally anyway, now it's 30, 35, but anyway, the death claims are up 40% based on the third into the fourth quarter of 2021. Did you hear what I just said? The dates on that? When the effect of the vaccines were starting to kick in. The Pfizer trials. All injected mothers lost their unborn babies of the ones that they reported. It's that test and others, test results, that the FDA wanted 55 years before they produced documentation. Why? Because they have something to hide. COVID experimental jabs cause micro blood clots. That's all over the news when you look in the right places. There's an article that I read from February 3 that grabbed my attention as well. Embalmers discover strange rubbery worms in bodies of the jabbed. The embalmer came forward with this is Richard Hirschman, and he has found strange rubbery plugs in veins. They are worm-like, and he has said that in 20 to 24 of the last 35 people embalmed this month, he's found these. And the reason why he started finding them is when they started putting the embalming fluid in the bodies. The fluids would not fill the arteries, the veins. Literally. He said one of them is the full length of a leg. No wonder they're having to amputate. Merchants are getting wealthy as they're deceiving the nations. As I close, I want to share with you just a little bit of this article. It's not just vaccines. This has been going on a long time. One of Big Pharma's highest profit and heavily promoted dangerous products are their statin drugs, which their high-paid drug pushers, sales reps, push so hard, brainwashing doctors into repeating their claim that you absolutely need those drugs to reduce your cholesterol levels so you don't drop dead any minute of a heart attack or a stroke. Also, statins work by causing your liver to stop producing cholesterol. So did any of these drug makers bother to find out why your liver makes cholesterol? Is it possible that cholesterol is essential to your health? I believe they know it is essential, and yet they neglect to tell that about 25 to 30% of your body's total cholesterol is found in your brain. Therefore, the statins will eventually cause dementia, memory loss, and Alzheimer's. They also don't tell you that the way your body works to process foods is to piggyback nutrients in your GI tract onto cholesterol molecules. So statin drugs not only lead to brain damage, but also nutrient starvation from various parts of your body, including your brain. I want you to consider that we have been deceived for a long time into believing all these things. Just in case your doctor tells you that you absolutely need to be on blood thinners, like, and the list, some, I don't know some of these medical, these medicine names, to prevent blood clots and related strokes, tell your doctor that his wonder drugs will simply cause you to die of bleeding strokes instead of the supposed clotting strokes that he or she thinks they are protecting you from with their big pharma blood thinners. Again, we have been deceived in so many ways. I understand it's been long, but I want to finish this up here. Here's some important quotes from the statin article. It was mentioned in this particular article. There's no doubt that cholesterol-lowering statin drugs like Mevacor, Lipitor, and Crestor are linked to serious memory loss, fuzzy thinking, and learning difficulties. Statins decrease the production of CoQ10, a nutrient that's protective of both the heart and the brain. CoQ10 deficiency is believed responsible for the fatigue and muscle pain commonly experienced from statin drug use. Some people get very irritable, depressed, anxious, or even suicidal when taking these drugs or when following a low-fat diet. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration requires that warning labels state that statins can cause memory loss as well as mental confusion, liver problems, and type 2 diabetes. Statins can lead to diabetes at an alarming rate. Research has found that nearly half of women who take these medications eventually develop diabetes, a disease which greatly increases your risk for dementia. Conventional wisdom tells us that to eat a low-fat diet, avoid saturated fat, and keep your cholesterol level low for heart health. But consider this, of all the people who are hospitalized for a heart attack, only 25% of them have high cholesterol. The other 75 have normal cholesterol, so clearly high cholesterol is not the risk factor we've been led to believe. Again, deception. Not only that, but we talked to somebody here a long time ago that had gone through cancer treatments, chemotherapy and all that. And she ended up having cancer again. And here's the thing that was, there was somebody who mentioned this, and I've not been able to forget this. We've told each other that we do not want to take any of their cancer treatments. Literally, it's a chemical. Chemotherapy is a chemical that people put in the body. But this statement was made by somebody who had gone through chemotherapy. It'll probably be found to be like bloodletting was in the past. How did George Washington die? Too much bloodletting. I think it was 3 times when he was sick. He died. So listen to this. Big Pharma admits cancer treatments create more profitable cancer. It's not for healing of the nations. It's for deceiving the nations. Secondary and new cancers increased by a staggering 300% since the 1970s. Big Pharma's radiation and chemo may be to blame. They're just making sure they're keeping customers. One final thing, Johnson & Johnson ceases opioid business following $230 million settlement and the deaths of 500,000 Americans. Folks, we have been deceived. We have been deceived. And the Bible tells us about that in Revelation 18. Their merchants, the medical companies and others, deceive the nations. Father, I pray that you'd help us to not be deceived. Help us to have discernment in these last days. Father, for the sake of wealth, these merchants, these government leaders, and others are deceiving the world. Lord, help us to be equipped with the truth, to have discernment. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.